This period of the 1100s marks the turning point already in the Golden Age. It is not free tolerance. It's not do whatever you want. It's somehow that the religion has to be justified. And we'll see that that will take on stronger and stronger overtones in Spanish Jewry until by the end of the period of Spanish Jewry, the Jews will be engaged full time in defending and explaining Judaism. Now, the third and final person that I'm going to speak about tonight is Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yudah Levi. He was born in 1093, 8 years later, and he lived 1167. Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra is one of the most tragic figures in Jewish history, as far as personal life is concerned. He himself writes about it in one of his famous poems. He said that if I was a maker of tachrichim, of shrouds, the angel of death would quit. And one of his poems, he writes that, you know, if I come to visit the nobleman to enlist his aid, he's asleep, he left already, I never get in to see him. He had a very, very hard life. Legend has it, the legend has begun in the Shalsheles HaKabbalah of Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn Daud, but the legend is, he says it, that Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yudah HaLevi. And the legend was that he came to bring Shalach Monas on Purim to Rabbi Yudah HaLevi, and Rabbi Yudah HaLevi was composing a poem in honor of Purim. And he had one line missing. He couldn't get a line that began with a nun. We have there's a piyut, a poem for Purim that Rabbi Yudah HaLevi wrote following the Olive Bays. And the line for nun, he couldn't get it the way he wanted it. The legend is that Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra sat down and wrote the line for him. And he was so impressed by him that he kept his eye on him and he took him to be his son-in-law. Most of the scholars say that he was not his son-in-law. It would be, he's the same age. I mean, these things can happen, that a father-in-law and a son-in-law can be practically the same age. But from other events in his lifetime, it's highly unlikely that he was Rabbi Yudah HaLevi's son-in-law. He quotes Rabbi Yudah HaLevi very extensively in his commentary to the Chumash, and nowhere does he mention that he's related to him. But that's also no proof, because anybody who has a father-in-law knows that that doesn't always work that way. He was born in the city of Toledo, which the Jews called Toledella in Spain. Later it moved to Ohio. And his city was captured by Christians when he was a young man. He lived at the beginning of what would be called the Christian reconquest of Spain. And he did not like to live among the Christians, and he left. And most of the rest of his life, for 50 years, he wandered all over Europe. Now, he's not Rabbeinu Binyamin Metudela, that's another man, that's another traveler. That's another traveler. But he went, he was in London, the Ibn Ezra, he was in Paris, he was among the French Jews, he was in Italy, he was in North Africa, and he never was successful anywhere he was, which is really one of the ironies of history. Today, I imagine that if he announced that we're going to have as a guest lecturer Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn Ezra, I imagine we could fill the hall. People would want to hear what he had to say.